In the breathtaking cosmic landscape of Midgard, Bryce Quinlan finds herself in an impossible situation. After opening a portal to escape the murderous Asteri, she lands not in Hell as intended, but in the ancestral homeland of the Fae. Here, under intense interrogation by the shadow-wielding Azrael and the formidable High Lord Rissand, Bryce reveals a horrifying truth. The Asteri are ancient parasitic entities who have spent millennia harvesting magic from living beings through the drop ritual and collecting souls after death. This revelation sends shockwaves through her interrogators, who recognize the Asteri by another name, the Daglin, tyrants who once dominated their own world before being overthrown. Meanwhile, in Midgard, Hunt Athalar, Rune Dananan, and Baxian endure unimaginable torment in the Asteri's dungeons, their magnificent wings brutally severed under the sadistic supervision of Pollux and the Hawk. Their only hope lies in Bryce and an unexpected ally, the Hind, now revealed as Agent Daybright, the rebellion's crucial informant. As Bryce uncovers ancient truths that could liberate her world, those she loves most deeply face increasingly barbaric torture, illustrating the novel's central theme. The path to freedom demands terrible sacrifice, but eternal subjugation to cosmic parasites is even more horrifying. Exploring caves beneath the prison with Nesta and Osriel, Bryce discovers the shocking truth about her starborn lineage. Rather than noble heritage, her ancestor Thea was a tyrant who murdered her husband Fionn and seized the powerful Dreadtrove artifacts. "I'm heir to a legacy of selfish, scheming assholes," Bryce realizes, watching through Selene's memories as Thea unwittingly delivered her people to the Asteri. The most devastating revelation, the Asteri infected Midgard's water with parasites that warp magic, creating the drop ritual to harvest power while ensuring those who opted out would wither, a biological prison. These revelations transform the narrative from simple good versus evil into something more nuanced. Bryce must confront not just external enemies, but her bloodline's role in conquest. "The Fae dug their own graves," she declares. "They can lie in them." Can one escape their bloodline's legacy? Throughout this cosmic struggle, characters face impossible choices. Hunt endures reinstallation of his slave halo and loses his wings, yet refuses to break. Lydia maintains her cover as the Asteri's loyal hind while secretly orchestrating rebellion. Tharion enters a loveless marriage with Sathya Flynn to save her from worse fates. Throughout this cosmic struggle, characters face impossible choices, requiring sacrifice. Hunt endures reinstallation of his slave halo and wing severance, yet refuses to surrender his lightning to Rigelus. Lydia maintains her cover as the Asteri's hind while secretly protecting Run and orchestrating rebellion. Tharion enters a loveless marriage with Sathya Flynn to save her from forced marriage or execution. These sacrifices drive profound transformations. When Ethan accidentally kills Sigrid Fendir, his guilt propels him toward a new identity. He embraces responsibility, ultimately defeating Sabine to become Prime of the Valbaran Wolves, evolving from disgraced pack member to revolutionary leader. The most powerful transformation occurs when Lydia erupts into white-hot flames to protect her sons from Pollux. "I am fire," she declares, revealing her shifter and elemental powers. This maternal fury represents the core message. Authentic identity, long suppressed by tyranny, becomes unstoppable when unleashed. Love emerges as a revolutionary force transcending control systems. When Hunt and Bryce merge powers, her starlight and his lightning flowing between them, they create something greater than either could achieve alone. When Run offers himself to Pollux for Lydia's sons' lives, he exemplifies love as sacrifice. Bryce's battle cry, "Through love, all is possible," encapsulates the novel's philosophy that even cosmic tyranny cannot withstand genuine connection. As our heroes battle the Asteri, the novel explores revolution's ethical complexities rather than simple moral binaries. When Bryce obtains the mask to raise an army of fallen angels, difficult questions arise. Is commanding the dead ethical? Does liberation justify any means? These dilemmas intensify when Bryce discovers destroying the First Light core would annihilate Midgard, the Asteri's cruel failsafe ensuring mutual destruction. This creates an impossible choice between continued oppression or potential devastation. The moral stakes peak when Bryce fires the Godslayer rifle at the First Light core, opening a portal to a black hole that might trap the Asteri but could destroy Midgard. Her gamble raises profound questions. Is freedom worth any price? Who can rightfully make such decisions for an entire world? Throughout, truth emerges as the ultimate weapon against tyranny. The Asteri control through elaborate lies about their divinity, the necessity of the drop, and the benefits of their rule. Bryce's discovery about the parasite in Midgard's water, which warps natural magic and forces dependence on the drop, provides crucial knowledge to challenge the system, embodied in the ancient weapon Truth Teller that can create a portal to nowhere capable of trapping even the Asteri. The story expands its cosmology, revealing connections between seemingly separate worlds. When Bryce accidentally travels to the Fae homeland instead of Hell, we discover this world connects to characters like Rhysand, Azriel, and Nesta from another narrative universe, creating ripple effects that challenge our understanding of these separate realms. The Asteri are revealed as interdimensional parasites conquering multiple planets and feeding off civilization's power. Only three worlds have defeated them: Hell, with its armies of the dead, Ephraxia, through advanced technology, and the Starborn Fae homeland protected by ancient magic. The novel introduces ley lines, natural conduits of magical energy connecting planets across the universe. These pathways create thin places where worlds overlap, including the Northern Rift with its perpetual winter and the mysterious island of Avalon. These aren't mere geographical anomalies, but strategic points where dimensional travel becomes possible. This cosmic migration transforms Midgard into a melting pot of interdimensional refugees and settlers, each bringing unique magical abilities, cultural practices, and ancient grudges, creating a rich tapestry of interrelated histories and raising questions about undiscovered worlds. As the story climaxes, a powerful cycle of destruction and renewal emerges, suggesting true transformation requires dismantling old systems. When Bryce fires the Godslayer rifle at the First Light core, she creates a black hole that consumes the Eternal City, ending the Asteri's tyranny and allowing Midgard to rebuild. The novel's most poignant example comes when Jaceba Roga, a 15,000-year-old priestess, trades her life for Bryce's. In the Golden Afterlife realm, Jaceba explains that her death completes a cycle begun when she fled Parthos while her friends sacrificed themselves. When Bryce sees Connor, Danica, and Lahaba in the afterlife, she learns that what's eternal and made of love can never be destroyed, affirming that something essential continues beyond death. The discovery of Pegasuses in Avalon indicates healing is possible, but requires patience. As Bryce and Hunt prepare to visit these creatures, their partnership embodies the novel's message. Though healing Midgard seems overwhelming, facing it together with hope makes the impossible possible. The greatest power remains the courage to fight for a better future.